I think it probably confirms what most people in the rural community have been saying for the last few years, and that's the feral deer population in Tasmania is out of control, and that, you know, we need to start thinking differently around, you know, what measures we take moving forward to control the population and get it back under control.
Now, there were figures of up to 150 talked about, one in an article you wrote this week. How do you feel about that? And where'd that number come from, by the way?
I guess the numbers that we've been talking about are based on conversations with people managing landscapes across the state. But I guess, you know, seeing a jump of some 30% since the last survey definitely still confirms that, you know, the current control measures we have in place don't seem to be working. And I guess we think that, you know, we're approaching a tipping point, like, you know, rabbits, where, you know, if we don't get the population back to a sustainable level, we risk it coming out of control.
What is that tipping point, do you think?
I think we're getting close to it. Whether it's 100,000, I'm not sure, but we definitely know that over the last few years, the population appears to be spreading broader across the state. But we're also hearing stories with some producers having herds of deer crossing their land of, you know, many hundreds, and they can cause huge amounts of damage in a very short period of time.
How do you resolve an issue so complex as this with farmers, environmentalists and shooters all having vastly different views?
I think, you know, we actually do all need to sit down and think about how we, you know, approach this problem together. I think that recreational hunters, primary producers and commercial hunters all have a role to play. But I do think we need to consider, you know, what current settings are in place around, you know, the partially protected status of deer, whether that's aiding the problem or, you know, acting in an opposite way. Because what we actually need is to make sure that, you know, any population is sustainable. And some could argue that, you know, at the moment, you know, we just don't have those settings right.
What's the message you're getting from farmers in areas of great concern with the wild fallow deer numbers?
Just that, you know, at the moment, the hoops and red tape that they need to work within to control deer numbers are probably unreasonable, and putting barriers up around control of populations. I think, you know, primary producers, you know, are the ones that are essentially, you know, having a reduction in their livelihood as a result. Recreational hunters and others. We definitely think that, you know, hunting and the community around it, you know, need to play a role in managing deer numbers. And I think, you know, we need to just have a very big open mind about how we work together.
Nathan Kalman, another issue of grave concern to farmers is the standoff between Simplot and potato growers. You're about to head off to Deloraine for a meeting of the growers. What are you expecting to happen there?
We've heard today that, you know, there are convoys of tractors heading from the northeast, the northwest, and everywhere in between towards Deloraine. And it really is a sign of solidarity within the industry around the need to make sure that, you know, the price that processors are willing to pay for potatoes is keeping pace with, I guess, the costs of production and the risks that farmers are taking every year when they put a crop in the ground.
Okay, Nathan, thank you for your time.
Fantastic. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, it's Nathan Kalman there, the CEO of TAS Farmers, with the issue of deer and also the potato prices. Well, to talk more about the wild fallow deer numbers, Primary Industries Minister Gavin Pearce joins the Country Hour. Thanks for your time, Minister.
G'day, Tony. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Your reaction to the increase in numbers since the last survey of wild fallow deer?
Well, this is exactly the results of our aerial deer survey that they've come in. I'm looking at those numbers and talking through with my department in relation to the next steps at the moment. But on the face of it, those numbers are going the wrong way. And I was listening very clearly and with great intent to Nathan there from TAS Farmers. He's right in what he's saying is we need to, you know, modify, we need to streamline, and we need to make sure that the efficacy of any policy development that we do is firstly based on that aerial study And secondly, it does have outcomes which put those numbers in the right direction.
Gavin, I'm not too good at maths, but that survey was done 12 months ago, which tells me if it's 6% of 72,000 roundabout, it's probably 4,500 extra deer in the region now.
Yeah, well, from the 19 numbers, that's around about 18,000. The current population over that five-year term is estimated at 71,655. And it's a reasonably rigorous set of data, so that we can have confidence in that data, and that is going to be extremely important when we put measures in to... And the other point that I want to raise at this time also, Tony, is Nathan also mentioned red tape, and that's what I'm all about as well. So those discussions that I've initially had with my department involve the reduction of that. And if we can make things simpler for not only our farmers but also our rec shooters in reducing those deer numbers, then that's what I'm all about, is that reduction in red tape, making this clearer, making this easier and more efficient, because we need to get those numbers in the right direction.
Kevin Pierce, are you seeing deers in your area of the state on your farm?
I'm not personally, but I mean, they're in Smithton, there's been sightings around, Arthur River and places like that where we haven't seen deer before ever. What the other consideration that I have also is the critical mass of those numbers now. This is not a linear line. So with any species that is on the up and up, once we get to a certain level, then it's very difficult to control. So the point I make, the reason I tell you this, the reason I tell your listeners this, is we need to work swiftly on this, and we need to put a set of policy measures around this that will work quickly so that we can reduce that number getting to that critical mass where we can't control it. You understand what I'm saying, Tony?
I certainly do. Well, Taz Farmers talks about a tipping point. Do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. So the numbers, and they're working through now with modelling, and that comes out in the deer study also. But that's an important consideration. It's far easier to control a population when the numbers are down or at a reasonable level. Once they get to a certain level, then firstly, it's almost impossible. And secondly, the cost involved and the damage that population can cause is exponential.
How do you bring all sides of the argument together to agree on a way forward?
And you're right with what you're saying. And I've had very positive discussions with the likes of Carlo DeFalco in the crossbench. These are reasonable people. I mean, everybody in this space, be them professional shooters in that industry, be them farmers trying to protect crops, everybody in this industry is being sensible, they're being measured, they understand the reality of it, and now we can back that in with that science. That's exactly what we need. That's exactly what the design of this study was supposed to be all about. It's provided that. What we need to do now is put the emotion aside. We need to deal with those numbers scientifically, efficiently, and as quickly as possible before it gets to that, as you put it, as you rightly put it, and as Nathan put it, that tipping point.
Carlo DeFalco has sent out a media release today, and his first phrase is back hunters and landholders to tackle Tasmania's growing deer numbers. Can that be done?
He raises a good point. We're going to need everybody. We're going to need all hands to the pump on this. I've got a very inclusive way of doing business, and I believe that there can be mutual benefits between using professional shooters and farmers alike, and we work hand in glove to the one common aim, and that is to get those numbers down.
And just before you go, Minister, I appreciate your time. I know you're busy. The potato meeting today, how are you viewing that?
And that rally of those farmers, they are, in my opinion, the best farmers, the best spud growers that we've got in the country. These are not foolish people that just, dabble in a bit of sensationalism. I take very seriously. In fact, I had a call yesterday morning at before 6 o'clock in the morning from one of those fellows a very respected spud grower up the coast. And he had very grave concerns. And we talked at length about the pressures that he's under. Now, I'm dealing with the potato mop top virus, with a number of other pathogens that the spud industry's got to deal with at the moment. The last thing that they need at this point in time is reduction in opening prices from any processor. So my support is with those farmers. The point I also want to raise, and I've had this from many, just members of the general public and general conversation, what do we do to help our farmers? Well, I'll tell you what you can do to help our farmers. You can buy Tasmanian spuds. Now, the pressures that Simplot are under, you know, that's been affected by the imports of Indian spuds, of European spuds, of New Zealand spuds, spuds from all over the world that don't necessarily have the same quality controls, but they are cheaper to produce than what we do here in the great potato capital, which is Tasmania. I'm saying to consumers out there today, loud and clear, please, I'm begging of you, please look at the country of origin labelling. Choose Tasmanian first. You can't go wrong. And my support is with those farmers. We need to get back to that table. We need to make it viable for them. They need to have a light at the end of the tunnel. And if we want them to produce the best potatoes, then we've got to give them a decent price.
Thanks for your time, Minister. Appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, Tony. Thank you.
Gavin Pearce, the Primary Industries Minister there.